Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
Welcome back to Going In Raw. It's a podcast you can find on iTunes, our wrestling podcast. Man, the wrestling world's on fire right now, Larson.
It is?
There's a new champion.
Oh, you mean figuratively?
Yes, not literally.
I didn't know if Titan Towers was on fire.
It's very possible. I don't know. In this time of trouble we're living in, you never know who's going to burn down what. Raw was huge.
Yeah.
When's the last time the WWE... Okay, so before the World Heavyweight Championship was conglomerated from the two belts it was...
Yeah.
You had the big gold belt, which we all kind of know wasn't... It was like the Intercontinental title.
It was the B belt.
It was the B belt. Now, back in the early aughts, it was the A belt for a time when JBL had the WWE Championship and Triple H was carrying the big belt. I think Triple H wanted to make that old NWA belt big. I think he liked the tradition behind it.
No, that makes
he
sense.
He wanted the Flair belt to be big. So that was big right then. But ever since, I don't know when, Cena got the WWE belt, he made that the prestigious title. The big gold belt was relegated to the background. So when people say Dolph Ziggler cashed in, I think in 2011, 12, something, 13.
One of those
years, he cashed in his Money in the Bank on Raw to win the big gold belt. That, to me, still doesn't even count for a big title change.
No.
I don't know when the last time... I mean, I know it wasn't as far back as the Attitude Era, but
Yeah. The
Attitude Era is when you would kind of see this kind of thing happen, because
Yeah. It
felt as big as that.
And I was kind of wondering, I read a couple weeks ago or 3 weeks ago that WWE sent out or did some survey to find ways to improve their product.
Sure.
And 2 weeks later, lo and behold, they have a match like this on there. I'm curious if they got some feedback from the survey about how to make the programming better, and one of the suggestions was make things unpredictable.
Yes, I would. I mean, that's what we want to see. Why would you want to tune into a product? They did exactly what we have been talking about. What we wanted them to do.
Yeah,
make Roman Reigns quiet and a maniac and brutal.
Well, not a maniac, just less talking, more fighting.
Right, exactly. And so we saw
this. Sheamus was supposed to be brutal and a maniac.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. So going into Raw.
Yeah.
Neither of us saw this. We figured the last episode of Going In Raw, we figured Royal Rumble, probably he'd win the belt.
Yeah.
I was stunned. And the funny thing is, all the pieces were in place. Vince was there.
Well, hold on. We'll get to all this stuff. This is all in the show notes.
Yeah.
Bullet points for each of these.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to go through the beginning.
Let's go through the whole story that was told on Raw.
Like doing the end and then backwards. In media res, you know what that means?
Yeah, in the middle.
In the middle of action.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll start at the beginning. Steph comes out, calls Roman Reigns a disgrace.
Uh-huh.
He says, you're a disgrace.
Yeah, well, during that segment, I was like, uh-oh, he's talking again.
I was nervous, but he didn't really crack a smile. He does a smirk thing. He does the smirk thing. But he was more intense.
Yeah, he didn't. There wasn't any long, drawn-out monologues. It was a sentence or two.
There was no wannabe wise cracks.
Yeah, no jokes.
No tater tots to be found.
No.
In that segment. So I was like, and one of our friendos, I think it was Nawar Zari Chargush, I think he said, well, I don't know, I've seen his name a lot. He watches the show. He'll be happy that I fucking mention his name, even if I butcher it. Nawazardi Charged Bush. Something like that.
No.
Chowardush.
No, it's D.
There's an SH at the end.
I don't think so. I think the end of his first name there is.
Oh, it's the other way around?
Yeah.
Anyways, that particular friendo mentioned, he said, what did he say? Fuck, what were you just talking about? Steph comes out, Roman.
Talking.
Oh, he said, he's talking again. All right, is he dead in your mind again? Is his push gone?
No.
He's talking. I was like, I didn't say that.
I mean, he's going to have to talk.
He's going to have to say something. She says Vince is coming back.
Yeah, huge pop.
Huge pop. Things are kind of big. But in my head, I'm thinking Vince is going to come back face.
Yeah.
As in...
No, I thought that too. He's going to come back and stick up for Roman.
Right, exactly. He was going to say, Steph, you guys, you're going too far. How can you get this guy to win if you're sending Alberto Del Rio and Rusev after him all the time?
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
And so I figured he'd come back face.
Yeah.
Comes back during the middle of... Interrupts Bo Dallas's match, which... Can we talk about Bo Dallas for a second here?
I suppose we can talk. Well, I mean, we're talking, not talking about him. We're talking about his trunks.
I love Bo Dallas.
Yeah.
I root for him now more than ever because I just want to see him do good. Because I think when I started talking about the fact that, hey, you know what, Bo Dallas, I think he's got really good charisma. He's got, I mean, I think he's got everything there except for booking and gimmick.
Yeah. And even the gimmick, I don't think is...
Even the gimmick isn't that bad.
But it's the packaging of said gimmick that's no good.
And in that packaging is his dirty,
He wears underwear
trunks. And he's getting flabbier. And I don't even care about him getting flabbier.
I don't either.
I'm fine with that.
I think that actually enhances his gimmick.
Totally.
It's the white trunks that look like they haven't been washed since he debuted.
His chunky ass eats these trunks every time the camera
shows
his backside.
That doesn't even bother me as much as the off-white color when I know they're supposed to be white.
They look like they're fading to the point that they're going to be translucent, and then we're just going to see his dick and balls and his fucking asshole.
Okay.
Well, I don't want that.
Oh, you wouldn't believe if that happened?
I would not believe. Oh. I'd be like, I believe you need to put some pants on.
Somebody. I just think he needs an outfit that befits his gimmick. And white trunks and white knee pads are not it.
So Vince comes down, get out of my ring!
Yeah, during a match he had with R-Truth.
R-Truth, yeah.
Yeah.
We're thinking, uh-oh, that kind of sounds heelish.
Mm-hmm.
Because he didn't come out and say, excuse me, gentlemen.
Yeah, no, he came out with full Mr. McMahon strut.
Swagger.
And the gruff voice.
Get out of my ring!
And you knew that Roman Reigns was in for trouble.
This is my house. He sits down until Roman Reigns comes out to face the music.
No, he says, I'm going to let that bastard sweat.
Yeah, that's right. What is he going to do?
And then there's a commercial break.
Yeah.
And then he says that.
We know that Crisley's coming up next. Roman Reigns comes down on the commercial break, comes back. Okay?
Yeah.
They have an interaction. Bottom line is, Roman, you win or you're fired.
Well, Sheamus came out and challenged Reigns for match.
Tonight.
At Raw, yeah.
We're still thinking, even after he... But Vince made a point of saying, Triple H said, don't fire him. Okay? Right now I'm thinking, he's going to lose. He's going to get fired. Triple H is going to bring him back to get vengeance on him. And talk about and do what we talked about a little bit. You really thought that they were going to have a match.
Yeah, we'll get to that later, though.
Okay. Fast forward to the main event. Okay? Good match.
Yeah, physical.
We talked this about this before the camera started rolling. They're getting, like, same with TLC. There seemed to be a spark under their both of their asses. Neither of us are Sheamus fans, but now when I see him, I'm like, okay, if this is what everybody's talking about, who gives me shit on my show and on Going In Raw about, I think Sheamus is a good worker in the ring. I think that was the case. For these past two,
I never had a problem with Sheamus working the ring. He's capable. He can put on physical matches. I just don't think, as a character, he's interesting.
That was
always my problem.
My thing is this. If you're not stellar in the ring, then don't mention your ring work. If nothing about you is interesting, then you can't say, oh, I think he's a good worker in the ring. He might be safe. He might have a decent arsenal. But if you're not Neville or Seth Rollins, then if everything else about you is uninteresting, then I'm not going to care if your ring work is just good.
Yeah, no, that's a good
point.
You know
what I mean?
That's a fair point.
But I think when I saw these matches, they were main event matches. Mm-hmm. These weren't like mid-card matches trying to be main event matches.
Yeah.
Which is how I feel Sheamus has been.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
These were main event matches.
Yeah.
And so they were brutal. Sheamus with his translucent skin. They look the same color as Bo Dallas's. Bo Dallas's might be even darker than Sheamus' skin. He was getting welts and bruises and red marks everywhere, scratches everywhere.
Roman's bled.
Roman's bleeding
up here. Looked like the hard way.
The hard way, looked like it. Vince gets involved with the ref. And I told you this earlier, too, is that there were several spots that were...
That required precise timing, yeah.
The margin of error was very, very, very small.
Yeah.
And that's when when things are really working, you know they're getting those dramatic moments of tension. They're so well done. Vince pulls the ref out of the ring, says, listen, when I say two, you count two. When I say three, he's trying to give him the what for. Sequence of events happens. Roman kicks out. They do the thing where Roman sort of is interested in what the ref is saying, turns around, gets a brogue kick.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks, okay, here we go. And he kicks out of it.
Yeah.
I kind of like that even going back to the Brock Lesnar match at WrestleMania, Roman's thing, even though he hasn't demonstrated that often, seems to be he can kick out of anything. And with Cena, that doesn't work anymore because we know that Cena is just pushed to the moon no matter what.
Yeah.
With Roman, that can still kind of work. That can still kind of be your thing.
It can for a little bit until it happens every time.
If it's not cartoonish, it can work.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Yeah. If we don't see it too often, it can work.
Yeah.
With Cena, we see it all the time, so it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Kicks out of that brogue kick. At one point, he gets into... This is before the end. But right before then, the League of Nations comes down. Reigns immediately takes out Del Rio, who doesn't look like a champion at all with his belly shirt. I'm sorry. Don't wear a belly shirt. You don't do that.
I don't mind the belly shirt.
Don't wear a belly shirt. You can't.
But the best part of that was, and you pointed this out to me, because I didn't see it till I came over here today, was Rusev lays out Reigns and then poses over him instead of beating him down further.
Instead, he gets him down once, and in his mind, maybe he thinks a taunt takes some of your level down, but it doesn't. Because he did that. He just screamed
at
him.
Well, no, remember, because in the old THQ games on the N64, if you taunted outside of the ring, it actually drained your energy.
That's correct, exactly. So, Rusev does a scream. I think maybe puts Reigns back into the ring so that Sheamus can finish him off.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't. Sheamus' acting is great. You know, mm-hmm. he's beside himself. But it's realistic. And then Reigns gives the Superman punch to Vince, who eats it like a champ, like only Vince can.
And just lays there on the apron.
Prone on the apron. And Reigns doles out another one to Sheamus.
Yeah.
Gets the 1-2-3, and he's the champion.
No, a Superman punch, and then Sheamus.
Oh, the spear, that's right.
Sheamus tries to go for a bro kick, and Reigns counters with a spear.
Gets the spear, a beautiful spear.
Well, it was a well-sold spear.
It was a well-timed for everybody. There's two people playing that game. It was a good-looking spear.
No, I'm not trying to impugn Reigns' delivery. I'm trying to impugn the move itself.
Oh, yeah, you're not a big spear fan.
Not as a finisher, no.
Goldberg did a good spear.
But it wasn't his finisher.
Because everybody sold it really well.
But it wasn't his finisher. I'm fine with the spear as a move.
It was a setup finisher.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. So long as it's not the finisher, I'm fine with the move.
Okay. Got the win. Everything was in place. There were so many clues, including them saying, tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, Roman's going to be on ESPN.
Yeah.
Well, if he was fired, why would he be on ESPN? And the only way he doesn't get fired is if he wins the belt.
Yeah.
So, and there couldn't be a DQ weird finish because they said, if you don't win the belt, you are fired.
Yeah.
So.
And there was it was interesting because it seemed like things... For Roman, it kind of come full circle because the Raw was in Philadelphia, same arena as the Royal Rumble earlier this year when he got booed out of the building.
Right.
And after he won the match today, I didn't hear, you know, if there was boos, they were drowned out by all the cheering.
And let's talk about that a little bit. This is a Philly crowd.
Yeah.
That's on par with Chicago or New York.
Oh, yeah, easily. It's a tough crowd.
It's a tough crowd. And they ate it up.
It just goes to show that interesting booking, well executed, mm-hmm. will get people out of their seats and cheer.
Where does it go from here? What happens at the Rumble?
Something tells me it's going to be Triple H and Reigns.
I'm on board with that.
Because Reigns, Sheamus 3 just seems...
Sheamus is going to have anticlimactic. His rematch, but it's going to be at Raw.
Yeah, Shane's Reigns 3 at Rumble seems anticlimactic. There's no drama involved in it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know Reigns is going to be, even you know Reigns is going to be Triple H.
Right.
But at least A, it's something different.
Right.
And by that, from that, it should make it more interesting.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think we're probably still going to see Lesnar win.
The Rumble,
because I think Lesnar Reigns probably makes for a good WrestleMania.
It's the best title match they could probably
get. Makes perfect story sense because we had it last year.
Yeah.
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
So yeah, I thought it was, you know, it was 48 hours of really, really, really well done creative wrestling booking.
Mm-hmm.
And that can turn everything around. And let's see if the creative can keep up the momentum.
That's the thing.
Let's see if they can learn from what we've all learned.
Yeah. That's going to be the difficult part, is maintaining momentum.
Right.
And that's why I also think Reigns being Triple H at Rumble would be more impactful than being Sheamus.
I agree. And in this sequence, it makes total sense. I just think that at Rumble, either they would have done like you said, but that would have been following the Daniel Bryan thing way too closely.
Yeah. No, yeah, yeah.
And so, Yeah, I mean, I think it was really wise. I really love the fact that this is the WWE thinking on their feet. Mm-hmm. You know, like they saw the reaction at TLC and then they followed it up and gave us what naturally should have happened. Mm-hmm. And to make it on a Raw, you haven't seen that kind of booking since the Monday Night Wars because they had competition. They had to do that every night. You never know what was going to happen, you know. So it was really good. The Wyatts versus ECW guys.
That was a better match than they had at TLC.
Far better than what they had at TLC.
The one at TLC was kind of bogus, and this one was good.
If they had had this match at TLC,
oh yeah,
probably would have been. Did you watch the promo? That so cheesy.
It was a little cheesy.
It was so like it felt like a 1950s. It felt like the West Side Story.
It was so anti ECW.
It was so. And I tweeted out. This would get clowned so hard if they tried this in the ECW days.
Yeah.
It was so freaking clown. It was so bad. I mean, I get what they were doing, but it was bad.
Yeah, it was pretty cheesy.
And then they lost.
Yeah, well, they should have.
They should have, but I could have seen them going over.
No, they all got their spot. They put on a much better performance than they did at TLC.
That's definitely true.
And I thought it was funny that Rowan got the win after being the lone Wyatt eliminated at the pay-per-view.
Yeah, yeah. That's good for him.
Yeah, but there was good spots. The match had fire.
It did. It really did. It makes you think that maybe they were like, man, we did not.
That's what I thought too. Like, okay, everybody was disappointed with the performance at TLC, so they went and said, all right, we want another shot at this.
Yeah,
like, everybody went out there
really big. And then, I mean, the promo made it bigger, I think.
Well, I think being in Philadelphia made it.
And for sure, absolutely, for sure. I was hoping. I was really wishing. This is why I was hoping the ECW guys would win. Is because I was really hoping that we'd see one more original hop in there.
Oh, you want to see RVD?
RVD, Sandman, Spike, somebody just go in there, put one punch on it, and have that turn things.
You mean maybe Primetime Brian Lee?
Primetime Brian Lee! Oh my God!
Yeah.
Dolph versus, I like your notes here, say Dolph versus Ziggler.
I messed that up. It's supposed to be Ambrose.
With Owens. Ambrose versus Ziggler happened. What's going on with Ziggler?
What do you mean?
Why he wasn't on the pay-per-view?
Well, I think he's going to be in the IC title.
You think
title
this is
going to
be an IC title three-way kind of thing?
Could be.
At the Rumble?
The match itself was good, but when Owens came in and laid everybody out, that was great.
It was great. It was awesome.
And his promo backstage was fantastic.
Fantastic. Exactly. That's the Owens we want to see.
Yeah.
The mean, vicious, angry guy.
Because like when he was walking down the hallway, I thought about the segment he did after he lost the NXT belt.
Yeah.
Where he's sitting on the stairs.
Oh, I know.
Like that. That was the same kind of thing. Like when he loses, he gets in this weird trance-like state where he just wants to destroy everything.
But you know what? And that makes the belt bigger. Because he's pissed off about the belt.
The belt means something.
He doesn't really seem. That's the thing. He doesn't really seem to mind losing or looking like a coward when he still has the belt.
Yeah.
So losing a possession means something to him. I like that. That's good. Let's see here. The New Day. You say you didn't see it.
Yeah, I missed that because I watched the first 2 hours of Raw, but I was sick Monday.
Yeah,
that I went to bed early, and then I just watched the Reigns match here today. So yeah. I missed that, unfortunately.
It was amusing, but it was nothing different, nothing special, nothing. You know, it was New Day doing their thing. I hate taking them for granted, but I feel like they're gonna get into this thing. The Rumble will probably just be another TLC rematch. You know. And it's going to be good. Mm-hmm. But let's say at the Rumble, we kind of know it's going to be those two other tag teams. Mm-hmm. Usos go over. Lucha Dragons go over. I'd love to see the Lucha Dragons.
Yeah, especially after TLC. Mm-hmm. It definitely makes it more of a toss-up.
I would actually, I think so. I think it'd be 50-50 between the Usos and the Lucha if they were going to change the titles.
Well, it'd be one-third.
No, I know, but I'm saying if they're going to change the titles, it'd be 50-50 between those two teams. Okay. Let's talk some NXT.
Yeah, that was just on. This is Wednesday. Recording this on Wednesday. We just watched it together.
Yeah. Holding hands, eating popcorn together, like we're going to watch. Are you looking forward to Force Awakens?
Of course I'm not. Yeah, what kind of question
what
is that?
What are you going
to
eat?
Well, they serve real food at this theater, so I'm not going to get popcorn because that's boring.
I'm going to get that too. Ugh. First act, burger, fries.
Yeah, I'm going to get something like that.
Second act, probably popcorn.
I probably won't be able to, I probably shouldn't drink, though, because I'm still getting over my cold.
That didn't stop me. When I first started dating my wife, I was a nasty sinus infection the first 3 months.
Yeah, that's...
We kept on going out and partying, and then I had to cancel dates. She thought I was going to break up with her. So she tried to break up with me.
So drinking wasn't a good idea.
It was a terrible idea. But this one time, like, we're not dating. Like, this one time, you can drink and then not drink and be fine.
I'm not going to drink.
Just have some sous vide.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a great idea.
You're the one, when we got the tickets, we're like, oh, we get booze. And I'm like, yeah, no, but I wasn't. Seats. Doesn't matter, we get booze.
But I wasn't sick then.
Yeah, you'll be fine. It's like a 2 days away.
We'll see.
Let's see here. NXT, they're in London. London town. Let's see here. Asuka. I love Asuka.
She's great.
God, I love Asuka. She can't get to main fast enough.
I know.
Do you think she needs a run with the title first? Nah, just get her straight up there. I agree. Such a wealth of life in NXT's women division.
Yeah.
You know? And it's going to be so great for Maine when this happens.
Which is because, like, it seems like right now in NXT, the strength is in the women's and tag division.
It is, absolutely.
And,
yeah.
And in terms of people going after the championship, that's like, oh, that's the most underwhelming aspect
it
of the
is,
show.
Really. You have four guys. You got Finn.
And it's not to take away the match that Finn and Samoa Joe put on because it was good.
Mm-hmm.
But Finn's not that interesting of a champion.
Somebody, while we're talking about this, somebody asked, and I didn't see what his answer was. I was hoping it was no. Mm-hmm. Somebody asked AJ Styles mm-hmm. if the WWE had offered him anything, if he was going to go to NXT. I really hope he doesn't.
I agree with you.
I don't like AJ Styles. You know what? I saw a video that solidified my thoughts on AJ Styles. It was an indie match, like a really indie match, in some sort of high school gymnasium, I guess. And he was fighting some other dude. And this other guy, and let me ask you something. This can kind of be a gorilla position type thing, okay?
Okay.
We'll just segue right now in a gorilla position and get back to NXT.
Okay.
They're in the ring, and you know AJ Styles is a big Bible guy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that, too, before this. Okay. But this solidified it. Apparently he is.
Okay.
Because this dude who just went over on AJ, he won. AJ's in the corner. This guy gets on the mic, and he starts to cut the Asa 316 promo on him. He says, you sit there thumping your Bible talking about John 316. Well, AJ gets pissed legit, stands up, takes the mic from him in an awkward exchange, and starts talking about, you know, you can say whatever you want about me, but don't talk about my Jesus or I'll beat the shit out of you for reals, and won't give the mic back, and just does like he breaks kayfabe, like he breaks character, and does that, and then stomps off, and the guy's just sort of awkwardly is like, well, okay, I was going to try to do a promo on you, but whatever. And that, to me, I'm like, you know what, fuck that guy. Because there's a part of me that's kind of like, you know what, maybe the guy went a little too far because the Christian thing isn't part of his character.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a show that people just paid money for.
Yeah.
That's earning you money.
Yeah.
Don't take it personally. Get thicker skin and shoot back.
Yeah. And if you had a problem with it, wait till you're backstage and then talk to him about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
Like, it felt so unprofessional.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you freaking Bible person. I don't know. I just bug the shit out of me. People that take that stuff and they can't freaking roll with it. This bugs the shit out of me. I don't know. I don't want him in NXT.
No, I agree with that.
Do you think he's going to be in NXT?
I hope not. Even if he were, I don't think they would make the hunt, you know, people that are going after the championship any more interesting.
No, it wouldn't.
He's not a difference maker.
He isn't. And here's the thing. I'm kind of at my cap with TNA guys.
Yeah.
I want NXT to be guys that I haven't heard of,
mm-hmm.
or guys that I might have heard of, like from Jeff Big Jim, who goes to PWG.
Yeah, or people that you hear about maybe in Ring of Honor.
Exactly.
Like if Jay Lethal came over.
Right, no, that'd be great.
That'd be great.
That'd be fantastic. Even though he did some TNA stuff, he's not known as TNA guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Samoa Joe, AJ Styles, they're known as TNA guys.
Yeah.
Even Ethan Carter, the third, EC3, oh, yeah. He's known as a TNA guy now. Yeah. Austin Aries. Yeah. I don't want those guys.
No, I don't either.
They made their choice.
Yeah.
Anyways, just that's a bugaboo of mine. Don't you know what? People paid money to go see this. Not
yeah, no, I agree. Just be a professional. I agree.
Fucking offended about that shit. Let's see here. Asuka versus Emma. It was a good match. That's went on for a long time.
All these matches got a lot of time.
They did.
And that's great. There's five matches over 2 hours.
Yeah.
That's great.
That was really good. That was a fantastic. I love Asuka. Can't say enough about it. I like Emma. I mean, Emma's a tough sell because character-wise, there's not a lot going on there.
Yeah, and she seems uncomfortable in the heel role.
She seemed really comfortable in her face role.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, she seems self-conscious about being a heel.
Right, exactly.
That's
what
I should say.
Yeah. Whereas in her awkward face role, she really embraced that.
Yeah, it was a good
fit. But you've made the point before that angle, that gimmick is difficult to translate to Maine.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's true.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how you package her for Maine.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know how to do that.
I don't know.
Because she's a good wrestler, but you need more than that.
Like, yeah, she's obviously got personality.
Like, if you look at her mic skills, like, I don't know. She always seems so quiet.
Yeah.
Like her inflections aren't there.
She doesn't project.
Right.
Yes.
It's weird. But the great thing is, I mean, you look at NXT, man. Look at, like you said, with the women's division, you have very distinct characters.
Yeah.
That's what I love about it. Yes. Like, okay, let's just go down the list here. Wilder and Dawson versus Enzo and Cass for the tag team show. We were stunned that Enzo and Cass didn't win the belts.
I'm assuming that the powers that be in NXT think that they're above the belts.
If you look
or,
at the reaction,
or there's going to be an ongoing program culminating in them winning the belts. One of the two. I mean, Wilder and Dawson won somewhat by nefarious means because they interfered and they got in Carmella's face and that caused a distraction. And thus, Enzo and Cass lost. So maybe that's enough to justify a rematch at some juncture.
They need to get to Maine at some point.
Yeah, they're huge over.
Because, look, I mean, there's other tag teams in NXT. Everybody, there's, like you said, it's a strong division.
Yeah.
You've got the Vaudevillains still. You've got, you know, Dash and Dawson.
You got Blake and Murphy.
Whatever. Blake and Murphy still.
Yeah.
You've got Gable and Jordan. They're going to be huge.
Yeah.
I totally missed this last week. I think we were asked who from NXT is going to be big. I think Jason Jordan, if he keeps it up, he's going to be bigger than everybody. That dude's got the look. He's got the smarts. He's got the presence, the charisma.
And he's good in the ring, too.
And he's good in the ring. And it's funny because you see, like, even 6 months ago or 3 months ago, his mic skills weren't really that great. Hanging out with Gable and learning from that guy who's nothing but mic skills and charisma. I mean, he's a good wrestler.
Yeah.
But he's got a lot going for him on the mic skills department. He's learned a lot.
Yeah.
And the more confidence he gets right in front of the camera, fucking shit, man. He's going to be huge.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even fight on this card.
Yeah.
Apollo Crews versus Baron Corbin. My boy Corbin went over.
I was really surprised that Crews lost this match. I was very disappointed he lost this match.
Corbin's a top dog.
They're getting him ready to have his match with Finn Balor to ultimately lose.
Who, Corbin?
Yeah.
I think if anybody right now, I'd say they're going to put that title on Corbin. I would not be
surprised.
That's
the only way to make me less interested in the NXT title is to put it on Baron Corbin.
I love him.
Like I said to you while you were watching, it's obvious that he doesn't care, so why should I?
I love Baron Corbin. I think he's great.
I think you like him just despite me.
There's a little bit about that, but I like his look. I like that he's kind of flabby. Like, he's not chiseled. He doesn't care, and I kind of like that he doesn't care. That's my thing. He would be me if I were a wrestler.
Yeah, pretty much.
He would totally be me. That's what I like about him. Balding, neck beard.
In it for the money.
Flabby. In it for the money. I'd cut a better promo than he does, though.
Yeah, he's not very good on the mic.
He's not very good on the mic.
And his shit-talking during the match today wasn't very good either.
His shit-talking. If anybody hasn't watched this yet, or if you have, go back and watch again. There's a sequence that's hilarious when he says, "You shouldn't even come to England. You should have stayed home," or some shit like that.
Yeah, that's exactly what hilarious. He said. Yeah.
It was so bad. But for some reason, that works for me. I think a little bit is to spite you, but a little bit is I kind of like Baron Corbin.
I think it's about 60% spite.
I think he's got a lot of potential. I want to see how.
But he's been at NXT for 3 years, man. 3 years.
That's a long time.
It is a long time.
That's a long time. Good friend, man. He doesn't need to go to Maine. Just have him be the NXT guy. It's not developmental anymore anyways. Let's see here. Nia Jax versus Bayley.
Nia Jax.
Nia Jax. I always forget. Nia Jax, another example of a really, really well-done character. There are things I need to work on a little bit. I mentioned this earlier to you. We both feel that her mic skills, she comes off as a Kmart mom when she talks.
Yeah.
Like, she's in Kmart, and she's pissed off one of her kids because they're just going off too much. So you're too much. You're too much right now. I'm trying to get my shopping done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at Kmart. I go here because there's nobody here.
Yeah.
Nobody goes to Kmart anymore.
Yeah.
Probably a smart move on her part.
Plus, yeah.
She gets Shop Your Way rewards points from Sears, which translates to Kmart.
Oh, they own by the same company?
I guess so, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Or the same promotion runs it.
You learn something new every day.
Sears is great, man. You spend money there, they give you free shit.
That's cool.
It's ridiculous. You'll go in and be like, oh.
So they bribe you to shop there.
This shirt will work. All I go up there like, hey, you know, you got points. And usually, like, at Best Buy, I've racked up. I don't know how many points at Best Buy. I have no idea how I can use them. No clue. I go there, buy shit. They don't say you can have this for free. I go to Sears, they're like, you can have this for free. Really? Yeah, it's good. Really? Yeah, I get a receipt. Yeah, you get a receipt, so you're not going to get stopped. Here, take it. Cool. All right. You got points left, too.
That's cool.
Yeah. But in NXT, I think the same thing applies to her as it kind of does to her, I think, cousin. Isn't she like The Rock's cousin?
Yeah.
And The Rock is cousin with Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
So Roman and Nia Jax are cousins.
Maybe.
The less said, the better.
I think so.
Well, it'd have to be.
Well, they are different sides of the family.
Via marriage, then. Nia Jax, she needs to talk less.
Yeah.
But everything else about her, I love.
Yeah.
She is a beast.
Yeah.
I love the story that they told with her and Bayley in the ring.
Great physical match.
They presented a legitimate way that Bayley could eke out a win against somebody as monstrous as Nia Jax.
Mm-hmm.
Get her to Maine sooner than later. And then, of course, the main event... Finn Balor versus Samoa Joe. Hey, Joe.
His intro was no good.
Yeah. Let's talk about that. So he's supposed to be Jack the Ripper.
I guess so.
Who we all know killed a prostitute.
No, not a. Several.
Oh, yeah. Who we all know killed prostitutes.
You said killed a prostitute.
Oh, I said that?
And as I was correcting you, you were saying the S.
I don't think that's how it went.
No, you said a prostitutes. Unless you said eight, and I misheard.
I said a.
But I don't think you heard.
He said a prostitutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Inhabiting him, you can't be a face if you're also a serial killer.
And then he had what looked to be some sort of demonic Londoner airbrush on his back, too.
Yeah, not sure about that. Then somehow the title just appeared at his feet.
Yeah.
I like Finn as in his Alex Wright gimmick.
You like Fonz Balor.
I like Fonz Balor better. I do. I really do.
I don't find either of them interesting at all.
I mean, you know, I take what I get. I try to think who else I'd want to have the belt on in NXT, and all I can think of is Baron Corbin.
I will say that I think his match with Samoa Joe was the one of his that I've enjoyed the most.
It was a good match.
Yeah.
They surprisingly match up well.
Yeah. Well, it's because Joe, despite his size, is nimble and fairly quick.
Right. That was always the thing about Joe in TNA. He was in the X division.
Yeah.
Who was usually kind of like their light heavyweight.
It's like the cruiserweight.
The cruiserweight thing. Yeah. They're bouncing around. And he could bounce around with the best of them. Yeah. A lot of good spots in this match.
Mm-hmm.
Finn retained. Do you see Samoa Joe ever getting the belt? I told you, I think Samoa Joe's sort of a long-term NXT guy. I don't think he's meant to go up to Maine. I think he's supposed to be a legit guy in NXT to help other guys be legit.
See, but I would think, you know, say he does that for a year or two.
Yeah.
Apart from the obvious financial benefit, I'm sure there's got to be something. He has to get something out of that deal.
I would say this. Oh, I think he gets plenty.
I'm not saying
your point for a different reason. A year or two into it, he's just going to probably be stale. There's going to be enough other guys that are legit at that point. Right, because right now there's a dearth of them.
In NXT, yeah.
Right, exactly. And so at that point, I could, yes, see him having a run on Maine.
Yeah.
Probably just to give him the experience. I think everybody... My point is
I think most wrestlers, when they get in the industry, whether it's an obvious goal or not, they think to themselves, a run with WWE would be great.
I think this. I think he's the kind of guy who isn't going to NXT for the express purpose of getting to Maine. And I think that happened. That's like the goal. The purpose of NXT is to get to Maine. I think he's the guy they bring in to be in NXT, and then down the line, hey, you know what? We're all cool with you going to Maine. Why don't you have a run on Maine? Because it'd be cool.
Oh yeah, I'm not debating that.
Yeah,
he's not in NXT to.
But I think after a year or two, if he just wanted to be done with WWE in general, and he didn't, I don't think he's the kind of guy who feels he needs a run in Maine.
Maybe not. But I mean, you know, I'm saying I'm speculating here, but I'm sure a lot of wrestlers, when they get in the industry, it's like, okay,
yeah,
I want to work for.
If he goes up WWE. To Maine, I think it'll be for a very specific purpose. I think it won't be okay. Now he's in Maine. Let's see what he can do. I think it'll be, hey, you know who'd be fun against this guy?
Yeah.
Samoa Joe.
Yeah,
I think it's that's.
Oh yeah, definitely.
That's
definitely.
A bit different.
Yeah.
Oh, let's talk about this really quick. Tyler Breeze is just Mr. Job right now.
Yeah, he jobbed on Raw, didn't he?
And SmackDown.
Hmm. They don't know what to do with him.
Evidently, his ceiling is less than even I had suggested it was.
It's disappointing.
I mean, for him, yeah.
No, I think he's got potential.
Do you think you'd piss somebody off?
No. I still think they know what to do with him.
I just think this is...
And so,
why didn't they expand on the Dolph thing? Why didn't him and Dolph have a run at TLC?
Because they already had like two or three matches. Only one was at a pay-per-view, but they had a couple on...
Needed a blow-off, didn't they?
I think they did on Raw the night after the pay-per-view match. After Tyler Breeze won, they had a match on Raw, the Ziggler one.
Yeah, okay.
That was kind of it. They don't know what to do with them, but they want to keep them on TV, so they just have them job, I guess.
You know where we're headed. Oh, geez, it's Tyler Breeze.
Yeah.
Where we're going to have to come up with...
Yeah, now the Reigns is over.
Now the Reigns is over. Yeah, there's no more making it Reigns.
Oh, geez, it's Tyler Breeze.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, geez, it's Tyler Breeze.
Oh, I can think of plenty. We'll tell Dan about that.
Tyler finds somebody who is a germaphobe. Tyler Sneeze.
That's good.
Okay.
Tyler moves to Wisconsin, enjoys the local fare. He's now Tyler Cheese.
Tyler, that's good. Tyler Breeze steals Joey Ryan's gimmick. He's Tyler Sleaze.
That's good. Tyler Breeze steals Bailey's gimmick. He's Tyler Squeeze.
Tyler Breeze steals Glacier's gimmick. He's Tyler Freeze.
Tyler Breeze invents a new pest repellent for dogs. He's Tyler Fleaze.
Tyler Breeze features on an early 90s gangster rap album. He's Tyler D's
Nuts. I was just about to say that. Just about to say that.
Oh, God. Well, I think that's it.
That's it.
Is that it? All right.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to do, we need to announce this. We're going to do a best of. When is that coming?
Next week.
Next week's Going in Raw is going to be
the one after Christmas.
It's going to be our, are we going to have a name, like a Going in Raw Awards?
Going, no. 2015 in Raw.
2015 in Raw.
Because the following week will be our 2016 preview, will be Going in 2016.
Okay, I like that. That's good.
So we need something good. That's the flip side of that coin.
I like it. I like it a lot.
We can talk about a different name for it. But
No, I like that. It's solidified now. It's good.
2015 in Raw.
All right, Larson, it's time for the greatest wrestling trivia challenge in history.
That's Kayfabe Corner.
Certainly of any podcast. It's Kayfabe Corner.
I don't think there's any doubt.
What? I have 12 names here and two trivia questions. Six of these names are real. Six of them are fake. You must decide which is real and which is fake.
And then answer the trivia questions afterwards.
Correctamundo.
Is there a theme or is it just wrestlers?
It's just wrestlers, but there is a theme. It's a territory. It's Florida Championship Wrestling in its NWA days.
Okay, so not...
Not the developmental.
Not pre-NXT.
Right, correct.
Okay. Was this at all inspired by listening to the Scott Hall?
Yeah, I think so, podcast. Yeah. Okay. That's just Florida Championship has been on my mind, so
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's tough. I don't know how well I'll do, but I'll try.
I like these. Number one.
Number one.
Tarzan Tyler.
Real.
Very good. Did you know that?
I think I've seen that name before.
Buck. Could be a long day for me. Number two.
Two.
Psycho Terminator.
Real.
Fake.
Fuck.
It's actually a conglomeration of two names.
That's what got me.
Cowboy Ninja.
Real.
Fake. Same thing as I just did. But you think that. And then you think that I didn't do that.
Yeah.
The Von Brauners.
Von Brauners?
Yeah.
Real.
Very good. I was hoping you think that fake be fake because you're thinking I'm thinking Von Braun.
But that's too many fakes.
My family came here as Von Braun.
That's too many fakes in a row.
Doc Brown. Number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The Mongolian Stomper.
Real.
Yeah. I don't remember. Yeah.
I know. We made that face. That was kind of a tell.
Yeah.
If you wouldn't make that face, it was fake.
Blackjack Patterson.
Fake.
Yeah. Again, I made a face.
Yeah. No, and again, that's an obvious one. He just mashed up two names.
Steve Kearn.
Kearn?
Kearn.
Spell that.
K-E-I-R-N.
Real.
Good. That's too real.
Yeah, you wouldn't make up that name. That's five.
Never heard of that name before. Gladiator Hawk.
Fake.
Very good. I just mashed up.
Okay, you mashed up.
Black Lung.
That's got to be fake.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, fake, yeah.
Seven.
King Carl Cox.
Real.
Have you heard that before?
No. You've used a lot of fakes thus far.
His initials are KKK. It's not good.
No, it's not. Is that right?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Let's say
the real Lobo.
Fake.
Real. No. Fuck. Wait. That's fake. Why did I put that real?
I don't know.
Well, okay, it's lopsided.
That's nine for me.
It's lopsided, the names.
Oh, okay, there's one extra fake. Yeah.
Finally, Jerry Goulet.
Fake.
It's good. It's fake.
10.
These are good names, though. All right. You might Oh, you're not going to get the first one.
Well, we'll
but
see
you
about
might
that.
Get the second one. Trivia questions. What are you at right now? You're at 10? That's the record now, isn't it?
No, 11's the record. 11's the
record. You're not going to. You might tie the record. One of FCW NWA's D. I think it was just called Florida Champion. NWA Florida Championship. I forget. This is FCW. I don't think they called it FCW back then. It was just called Florida Championship Wrestling.
Okay.
One of FCW's defunct belts was the NWA Brass Knuckles Championship.
Mm-hmm.
It was created in 1960. But who was the last person to hold the title, which was abandoned in 1984? Lots of very impressive people held this, including Dusty Rhodes.
84. Do I know this person?
Yes, you do.
Barry Windham.
No. And this is why this is the question where it's going to be revealed that you do know the person, but maybe not under that name.
Okay.
It was Panama Gang. Who was Panama Gang famously known as in his later years?
One Man Gang.
Very good. Yeah, it was kind of easy. Yeah. Who else has gang in his
name? 11 ties the record.
All right. Very good. Yeah. You got to see my face while we did this.
I saw the back of your head while you made up your list.
And I kind of have I'm not talking. I cheated. I'm saying you got to read the face, and my face today I think was telling a lot.
Yeah, your poker face wasn't that.
So let us know what you guys got in our comments. Be sure to like and sub and all that kind of shit that you guys do. We got your feedback. Maybe in the new year you'll get two going in Raws.
Yeah.
I was thinking, what if we did a daily show?
That might be a bit much.
Might be a little bit much. I think so, yeah. But I'm just thinking, like, what about 15 minutes where we read the dirt sheets?
People can do that on their own time.
All right, we'll talk to you guys later.
Goodbye.